This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just about 6:07 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And we're starting off the show by looking at Pulang Mengundi Sabah, which is a campaign that wants to help Sabahans return home to vote. So this crowdfunding initiative was actually launched by 9 youth activists in order to fly young voters in West Malaysia to Sabah ahead of the state elections on September 26. And when we say young voters, the campaign is particularly targeted for people aged 21 to 35. Now, co-founder Aaron Dennison says that this isn't meant to help students. This is meant to help students who can't afford to fly back because a lack of money should not prevent them from voting and ensuring that the next government is formed with the people's mandate. So they've received 1,600 applicants and raised 2,500 ringgit. But a large chunk of that 1,600 applicants are actually above 35. They even have some who are in Sabah who need help paying their bus fare to return to their hometowns. And with COVID-19, that isn't that surprising. A lot of older Sabahans applied because they had lost their jobs and faced pay cuts. And right after this, we're actually going to be speaking with Aaron himself, as well as Zaria Zakaria, who's also a member of the campaign, to hear how they plan to raise more funds and to help Sabahans go home to vote. And while we talked about COVID-19 earlier in the context of people needing a little bit of financial assistance to kind of make their way back, I think that's important. But another aspect of this is also this isn't new exactly, in the sense that I'm sure we all remember during GE14, the huge community groundswell that took place of people, again, raising money, sharing, carpooling, just doing all these different things in order to help each other go back to wherever it was that they needed to go back to in order to cast their vote. Because, of course, voting day then was on a weekday. So there was that. But now with COVID-19, I think the idea of travel is additionally complicated, just as, voting day itself is going to be in that same way slightly complicated. There are a lot of anxieties that are going to exist that didn't used to before COVID-19, before we were supposed to observe SOPs, physically distance, before travel became something that is a little bit more fraught for people. So that's what we want to get into as well, the mindset here, because there's so much going on in this effort to actually make their way home. So again, after this, we will be joined on the line by Aaron Dennison, who's the co-founder, and Zaria Zakaria, who's a member of Pulang Mengundi Sabah. If you have any questions or thoughts for the pair, you can, of course, call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:11 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We are talking this hour, or starting it off at least, by talking about Pulang Mengundi Sabah, which is a crowdfunding initiative launched by youth activists to help fly young voters in West Malaysia back to Sabah ahead of the state elections, which again are happening pretty soon, September 26. So if you have any thoughts, questions, if you are currently in this boat and you want to share your experience for that matter, that number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. So on the line with us now is Aaron Dennison, co-founder of Pulang Mengundi Sabah, along with Zaria Zakaria, who is a fellow member of the movement. Aaron, Zaria, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, thank you for having us.
Aaron, maybe you can talk to us about how the movement came about to begin with.
Okay, so it initially started after the announcement by SPR on when will the polling day be for the Sabah state elections. And I had a thought that night, thinking, I'm like, maybe I should start, do a similar movement that we did 2 years ago. Then I just said, okay, I'll just sleep over it. So the next day, coincidentally, Zaria texted me and asking, Aaron, can we do a similar initiative that we did 2 years ago for people to go back to Sabah? And I immediately told her, yeah, we should. So that's how I basically went back to my friends 2 years ago and said, yo, bro, let's start this. And then I told Zaria, let's get a few people from your side, from Sabah, and everyone to just start this initiative. So it's just basically, I think, a similar thought from the both of us that sort of like initiated this movement. So that's how I will describe it. So,
yeah, and I'm curious to know who got Yo Broad, right? Who's in the committee at the moment and how are you organizing the workflow of it all? Because I think there's a lot going on, applications, booking tickets, everything.
So right now in our team, we have Daniel Mizankoyum, who was previously, we both of us initiated the Pulang Undi Mahasiswa back in 2018. And then we have Zaria, and then we have Farhan and Umar from Democrat University of Malaya. And then we have Mas is from Suara Mahasiswa in UMS. And then Mukmin, who is from Borneo Komrat, and also Yin, who is from UMS. So that's how we, and also Fadil, who is a friend from Sabah as well. So that's how we sort of like, basically grouped ourselves together and then came to sort of start this initiative. In terms of the working, I mean, we have like Zaria. Zaria has been responsible for all our beautiful, beautiful posters on Facebook. So she's been doing all the designing. And then we have Umar, who has been responding to our emails. Farhan, who has been responding to our Facebook. And then Fadil, Yin, and Mas, and Mukmin, who will be later be doing the vetting process of who will get, who will basically get the subsidy and how we are going to basically finalize the numbers. So, and yeah.
Zaria, maybe you can take us through the application process. So what happens, firstly, I guess, how do you apply? And then from then on, what happens once it's approved? How long does that approval actually take?
So basically, after when the people, or I mean, have fit the criteria, they will fill in the Google form first. And after on, we will, I think when we reach the due date around the 18th September, we will filter all of the respondents and then we will contact them and ask for their documents and so forth just to confirm whether they have suit the criteria to buy the tickets or what.
Right. Yeah. And how has the response been overall?
For until today, we have received around 3,000 respondents, whereby the ages is around 19 to 62 years old, which actually exceeded our criteria. And yeah, something like that.
Okay, so on that note about the criteria, Aaron, was there any pushback about the age limit that you actually placed on applicants? Because 62 is quite a bit of a distance from 35, which from what I understand is the limit.
Yeah, so, I mean, we received a lot of flack on social media, on our Facebook page, saying that, oh, I mean, you guys have limited the age between 21 to 35, so what, 36 years old and above can't vote. But we recognize our capacity. We are a group of young people, so, I mean, not our interest, but I mean, our audience is the young people, and we would like to send as many young people as we can back home. But I mean, and we are not a state initiative, so we are like a volunteer group. So we recognize that we only can cater to this group. And I've said so many times, and people have asked me, I've said that we are open to working with any other initiatives who would like to send, I mean, those who are above 35 years old back home as well. We're happy to work with them together. And I've said that if we have extra cash, extra funds, we will definitely consider sending those who are above 35 and who are above 35 years old back home to vote as well. So we're not denying that we won't, but we will consider if we have extra funding.
And you, of course, both worked on a similar campaign back in 2018 for GE14, which you mentioned earlier. Have you noticed any differences in terms of the interest and support for the Sabah polls between the two? Because I think there has also been this conversation going on about how voters are feeling, right, about the whole idea of state elections.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of difference. Number one, I think back then in 2018, we had different initiatives. We were part of one, which is Pulang Mengundi Mahasiswa. There was the general Pulang Mengundi team. There was KAPU GE14. There was Undi Rabu. So there were various initiatives that were working on this at that time. And it was a nationwide election. So we sort of catered to only Mahasiswa, the young people. And we had different groups who were catering for others as well. This time around, it's a little bit different. I would say the momentum is a bit it's a bit slow than previous than the 2018 GE14 because we understand it's a state election. But looking at the responses, we still feel that people do want to go back and vote. People do want their voices to be heard, and definitely the fact that they want their mandate to be returned back. I think that's the reason why we're still receiving responses. A lot of people have also DM'd us on Facebook, DM'd us on Twitter to ask about how they can continue applying, how long, how many people will be sent home. So we have had a lot of interest as well. But in terms of comparing to 2018, it's definitely incomparable. We can't compare that. But there is traction this time around as well. So.
And I wanted to know also how COVID-19 has complicated matters for voters who have to travel in order to vote, because I would imagine that that's on people's minds as well.
So, we had concern when there was the Benteng cluster, which was recently spiked up. So we are also concerned that whether people will go back and vote because of COVID-19. But all we can say is just to make sure that they follow the SOPs when they go out to vote. And it's important that their voices are heard, because voting is our responsibility, it's our right, and it's also our voice. So besides voicing out our dissatisfaction on social media, now we can't do it on the streets because it's COVID. Now the ballot is where we voice our opinions. So whatever it is, yes, COVID-19 is there. Follow the SOPs, and I would urge everyone to go back and vote.
We do have a question from a listener, Atlas, who wants to know, will the funds be used to subsidise flight tickets or conversely to charter a flight with a local airline?
So we are speaking to a few local airlines this week. After we have the discussion with the airline, we will decide whether we are subsidising our applicants individually or we will charter a flight. So it's based on our discussion with the airline, hopefully by tomorrow.
Okay. And I guess that leads us neatly to the question of whether, how successful have you been in terms of reaching out to corporate brands? So you mentioned airlines to sponsor this movement, or maybe have you spoken to other people, I guess, outside of the airline industry?
So we haven't spoken to anyone outside the airline industry. It's been basically our contacts, just general public on Facebook. The support has been overwhelming. Just today, I can say that we received at least 6,000 ringgit. From the public, general public, who just said, DM'd us on Facebook to say, how can we vote? So we provided them the bank details, and they banked in the money. It's been overwhelming. We haven't reached out to corporates, but we have reached out to people who are in the NGO cycle, who has experience in doing crowdfunding campaign. And thankfully as well, Malaysia Airlines reached out to us last week on Twitter. And we have spoken to them first round, but tomorrow we're speaking to them again. And hopefully we'll be able to speak to AirAsia as well. So we'll see what comes up, and then, we will see whether we need to push more people to fund or help us. So, yeah.
So with that kind of support, what other kinds of help does Pulang Mengundi need at the moment?
At the moment, it's just donations from the Malaysian public. Yeah, that's all we need at the moment. The numbers are staggering. Our Google Forms is it's going to burst anytime soon. So we want to send, we don't know how many we can send, but like I said, we're going to send as much people as we can, especially young people, so that they will be able to basically voice their concerns through the ballot. So, yeah.
And you mentioned at the moment it's mostly people DMing you on Facebook. Is that still the best way to go about things?
Yes, because we have a few people that are basically taking care of our Facebook, our Twitter. So immediately once you DM us, we'll immediately reply. There's also been several general requests of where do they fill out the Google form, or where do they sort of register their interest, so we'll immediately respond to them. And they can also reach out to me via my phone. So we have been sending around WhatsApp messages as well with my phone number as well as their phone number as well, so they can reach out to us via WhatsApp as well. So.
And Zaria, what are you hoping for when voting day does roll around?
As for Sabahan people who live in Semenanjung, I really hope that most of my friends will come back to Sabah and vote. I know many of people are frustrated because of the voting ethics and so on, but yeah, I think it's our responsibility to do so, especially the young people. And I hope that everyone that vote could vote a candidate that actually can represent or voice out our voice and have a concern, regardless of their particular ambition and so on.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And just in closing then, maybe if you guys could tell us again, how can people get in touch? How can they reach out to you at this moment? Where should people be going? What should they be searching?
So you can search us on Facebook, Pulang Mengundi Sabah, or we are also on Twitter, at Pulang Mengundi as well. So just DM us if you're interested to donate or even ask us any questions. We will respond to you immediately. Or you can reach out to us via email at pulangmengundisabah@gmail.com.
Zaria, Aaron, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Okay.
That was Aaron Dennison and Zaria Zakaria from Pulang Mengundi Sabah, which is a group of youth activists who are crowdsourcing funds at this very moment for young Sabahans to get home to vote in the upcoming polls. And again, just to echo what they both said, at the moment, what they need support from in terms of the rakyat as individuals is basically donations. So if you would like to message them, get in touch, maybe offer something, you can look them up. Again, it's Pulang Mengundi Sabah. You can find them on Facebook and Twitter. So if you have any questions or any comments that you'd like to share on this, you can let us know. That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Just briefly, Sue says, so very proud of our young people, Aaron and friends, on this initiative to Jom Undi Balik Sabah. We'll definitely support. We'll go to your Facebook and check out the account number. Nini, on the other hand, is saying, after all the effort to return to vote, and then, you know, you might have someone or even a few inconsiderate politicians triggering a party hopping, who gets penalised then? You know, this vicious cycle keeps repeating. And I think that that's absolutely a fair comment, and it's something that was reflected in what Zaria said earlier as well, which is regardless, right, regardless of how this might make us feel, regardless of how often we see this story play out, the important thing is to practice, I think, to still practice our civic duty. But let us know what you think. You can call, again, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.